Savitri, Book 7, The Book of Yoga, Canto 2, The Parable of the Search for the Soul. From the bottom of page 477 to the bottom of page 479. On a dim ocean of subconscient life, a formless surface consciousness awoke. A stream of thoughts and feelings came and went. A foam of memories hardened and became a bright crust of habitual sense and thought, a seat of living personality and recurrent habits mimicked permanence. Mind nascent labored out a mutable form. It built a mobile house on shifting sands, a floating isle upon a bottomless sea. A conscious being was by this labor made. It looked around it on its difficult field, in the green, wonderful, and perilous earth. It hoped in a brief body to survive, relying on matter's false eternity. It felt a godhead in its fragile house. It saw blue heavens, dreamed immortality. A conscious soul in the inconscience world, hidden behind our thoughts and hopes and dreams, an indifferent master signing nature's acts, leaves the vicegerent mind a seeming king. In his floating house upon the sea of time, the regent sits at work and never rests. He is a puppet of the dance of time. He is driven by the hours. The moment's call compels him with the thronging of life's need and the babble of voices of the world. This mind no silence knows, nor dreamless sleep. In the incessant circling of its steps, thoughts tread forever through the listening brain. It toils like a machine and cannot stop. Into the body's many-storied rooms, endless crowd down the dream god's messages. All is a hundred-toned murmur and babble and stir. There is a tireless running to and fro, a haste of movement and a ceaseless cry. The hurried servant senses answer apace to every knock upon the outer doors. Bring in time's visitors, report each call. Admit the thousand queries and the calls and the messages of communicating minds and the heavy business of unnumbered lives and all the thousandfold commerce of the world. Even in the tracts of sleep is scant repose. He mocks life's steps in strange subconscient dreams. He strays in a subtle realm of symbol scenes. His night with thin air visions and dim forms, he packs or peoples with slight drifting shapes and only a moment spends in silent self. Adventuring into infinite mind space, he unfolds his wings of thought in inner air, or traveling in imagination's car, crosses the globe, journeys beneath the stars, to subtle worlds takes his ethereal course, visits the gods on life's miraculous peaks, communicates with heaven, tampers with hell. This is the little surface of man's life. He is this, and he is all the universe. He scales the unseen. His depths dare the abyss. A whole mysterious world is locked within. Unknown to himself, he lives a hidden king, behind rich tapestries in great secret rooms, an epicure of the spirit's unseen joys. He lives on the sweet honey of solitude, a nameless god in an unapproachable fane. In the secret adytum of his inmost soul, he guards the being's covered mysteries beneath the threshold, behind shadowy gates, or shut in vast cellars of inconscient sleep.